fact, I'm still trying to figure out how great God is. Amen. When everything I consider about how great God is, you know, he's greater than I understood. He's greater than I knew. Amen. His ways are higher than my ways. My God is great. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn with me, Psalm 100, a familiar portion of Scripture there. Praise the Lord. Psalm 100, beginning to read at verse 4 and also verse 5. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Someone say thanksgiving. Here we are. Isn't it amazing? Amen. We are at the week of Thanksgiving. Amen. It is something. It's not just a single day, the last Thursday of every November. Yes, it is Thanksgiving. It's a national holiday that I enjoy very much. But Thanksgiving is more than that. Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Has God been good to you? Would you love Him right now for just a moment? Lord, I love You. I thank You. Lord, Your ways are way higher than mine. God, Your greatness is more than I can comprehend. God, Your goodness, Lord, is everlasting. God, You are worthy. I thank You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. A very simple thought today. I hope you'll do it. Be thankful. Amen. Be thankful. Lord, I love You. I thank You. Lord, I am thankful for the bounty, Lord, that You have bestowed upon my family. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for the greatness, God, that You have given to us, even in this church, God, that You have, God, given great and wonderful blessings, God. You have done more than we can even comprehend. Lord, You've done more than the doctors even know. Lord, You provided everything that I need, everything that I have. Lord, I'm thankful to You for all that You've done. In Jesus' precious name, wonderful living God, I love You, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Be thankful. Amen. Thanksgiving season reminds me, I hope it reminds you to value the things that are invaluable. You can't put a price tag on it. You can't put a dollar amount on the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Items that are beyond price. He has given me the very breath that I breathe. Amen. I'm alive today because God blessed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He blessed me with my health. He loves me. Amen. There's nothing that I did to make God love me. God loved me before I even knew Him. God is a loving God. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my faith that I can know who God is. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Him being God. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, pride is something that is very prevalent in our day, in the lives of our society, people that live here. I think even particularly in the United States of America, and we are blessed. Amen. Blessed blessed, blessed, blessed by God. We are blessed beyond our understanding. Amen. We are blessed. Praise the Lord. But pride kills thanksgiving. But a humble mind is the soul of the soil which out of which thanks can grow. Amen. Naturally grows. A proud man is very seldom a grateful man, for he never thinks that he gets as much as he deserves. You know what? God has given me way more than I deserve. Amen. God gave me mercy when I didn't deserve it. Amen. He drew me out of the world of sin. He picked me up and brushed me off. God changed me. God blessed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Apostle Paul admonishes believers in Hebrews 13, verse 15. It says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise." Amen. There's a sacrifice of praise. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. We should tell somebody just how good God is to us. Amen. Has God ever healed your body? Raise your hand. God's healed your body. There's hands up all over this place. God has healed my body in a miraculous way. Amen. Has God ever blessed your checkbook? Amen. Has God ever provided for you when you didn't know what you were going to do? Amen. There are so many things that I am so grateful, thankful for that God has blessed me with. Amen. There is not enough time in the day or enough days in the week. There's not enough ink and ink pens to write down all the blessings that God has given to His people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know people that are blessed. Amen. There are people that are blessed in this service. Amen. There are people that have done great things. I mean, God has done great things for people right here in our midst. Amen. Yes, I look at the things that are in the Bible and, you know, there's great and bountiful blessings. God bestowed His Spirit, poured out. You know, God fed thousands, healed many, lepers were cleansed. Just thing after thing after thing, God poured out blessings as He was walking on earth as a man. But He didn't stop when He went back into heaven. Amen. He did not stop. It continues. The church is still in continuation of that church that He established in the Bible. God is still doing great things that we are thankful for. Amen. And being Thanksgiving, I wanted to. Today we're going to have a... There's people right here in this service that have a testimony. Amen. That have something to say that God that had did for them that they are thankful for. Amen. We're going to have a few of those people testify today. Amen. Has God done something so good for you that, man, you just can't hardly keep it inside? You want to tell somebody about just how good God is that you are thankful for? Amen. Woo! Amen. God's good. God's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to call on a few. Amen. We're not going to call on everybody, but praise the Lord. We'll call on a few folks today to testify that they would give thanks to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. David said in Psalm 116, verse number 17, "I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord." Amen. You know, sometimes the doctor's got a bad report. You know, I got this pain, or I got this feeling, or I'm not really feeling good. You go to see the doctor, and the doctor just did not cheer you up. Maybe the doctor gave you a bad report. I know it was earlier this year. You got heart failure. I'm laying in the cardiac care unit, you know, and stuff hooked up to me, and beepers going off, and, you know, I don't feel so good. But God is a healer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to report I feel strong and well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is my healer. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. You see, Thanksgiving is something that we should be accustomed. We should be familiar with being thankful. Amen. It should. Christians, Christ-like people, people who are Christians, should be thankful. Amen. Thanksgiving is a Christian mannerism. Amen. We should practice being thankful. An attitude of thanksgiving identifies the believer as appreciative of all the Lord has done in their life. Amen. You know, there are people that God is good to that they don't even know that God is good to them. Amen. God was good to me before I even knew how good God is to me. Praise the Lord. You know, there are words that would leap to your mind if you were to ask the question of what is the description of our culture? What is the description of our society? You know, words like unfeeling or ungodly or unholy or indifferent or callous or unthankful or ungrateful. You know, it is a depiction of our society. You know, they might get a little, but they want a lot more. I am thankful that God has blessed me. I am thankful that I know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am thankful that I know the name of Jesus. Amen. There are, we talked about giving. I'm all for giving, and yes, I am going to give. Amen. I want to give. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. This church, the former pastor, Brother McLaughlin, he received Christmas for Christ funds, and it helped that small work of a church when they didn't have help. Amen. I know what it did, what a blessing it was. Amen. It was a blessing to this church. Amen. And I also know those ministers that are starting churches right now, and I pray that they are blessed. Amen. I want to be a part of that blessing spirit. Amen. I want it to be a part of who I am. But there's three kinds of giving. Grudge giving, duty giving, and thanksgiving. Amen. Grudge giving says, oh, I hate to, but here you go. Duty giving says, well, I ought to, so I will. But thanksgiving says, thank you. I want to give. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Paul warned the church that these would be attitudes or traits in the last generation, in the last days. Now, I've read this before, and you've read it before, but it is a picture. It is a word pictorial of our society. Just listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 1 to 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Church, we are living in perilous times. Amen. There really could be a catastrophic event that could happen very soon. Amen. It could happen before you walk back out the doors of this church. It could happen today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Perilous times are right now. Amen. Verse number 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Amen. By the way, the power is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. When I receive the power, I spoke in tongues as the Holy Ghost filled my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are some that would tell you that it's not necessary. Oh, yes, it is. It is absolutely necessary. It's critically important that we know who Jesus is. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what are you thankful for? What has God done for you? He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Somebody wrote a song about that a long time ago. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Joel, come on, get this microphone. I'd like you to testify. Praise the Lord. Speak right in the microphone. Tell them what God's done good for you.
Oh, boy. Where do I start? First of all,
stand right there and testify. Okay.
First of all, God brought me from California right to here, to Uncasville Church, apostolic message. And the truth has set me free, truly. Yeah, he's working on me. But you know what? He has done such great things lately. I tell you what, he cured me from sciatica. Okay? Yeah. Healed me. He has healed my wife from such tremendous, she had was diagnosed with a terrible, terrible thing. And I'm not going to go into it, but she was healed from it. She was healed from it. And with that, she is now in tune to coming to church. Yeah, the people that know, we've been praying for that. I have just been so blessed with meeting a wonderful, purposeful church family and pastors who have the heart of pastors that come and get me three times a week, not one time a week, three times a week to come to service because it's the right thing to do. Men of valor, doing the right thing at the right time. And all the things that I've gone to, ministering to my heart, and me getting down on myself. No. God is revealing to me through all of this that it is His eyes that look and see me for who I am. Yes. I can feel it all through me right now. He is revealing it to me. And it is amazing. Yes. Because God is in control. Hallelujah. And He has taught me a deeper form of prayer life. Even recently, when I pray for you guys. You know? And maybe I don't put it on the prayer request. But that's because that's personal time, you know, praying for you guys by name, because I know you guys pray for me, and that's the way it ought to be in this apostolic Pentecostal way, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. That's where I'm at. Just loving the Lord with my church family, spreading it and ministering to others. Amen.
Just pull the mute button down. Hold on to it for me. Praise the Lord. You know, there are people in our church that have been healed from what would have been deadly diseases. That they would, without the hand of God, it would have cost their life. God healed them. Amen. Not one time, not two times, not three times, not just 10 times, but time after time after time after time after time. Amen. God does wonderful things. Amen. And he does things, you know, Joel was very calm. Amen. But God has done more in his life than you can possibly know. More than he could even say. Amen. Amen. More than he was at liberty to divulge. Amen. Praise the Lord. Healed him, healed his wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. You know, there are, and I've used this character before, and you may have read of her before, but she's one of my favorite characters that when you consider her story, what bad predicaments that she was in. Helen Keller. You may know the name. Helen Keller was deaf and blind of an incurable childhood disease. Cannot see, cannot hear. I watched a documentary on her, and it was very encouraging. Ann Sullivan, a very patient woman, taught her to read through her senses of touch, smell, and taste. Amen. At the end of her autobiography, Helen Keller says this. It's a quote from her book. My tongue will not utter the bitter and futile words that rise to my lips. They fall back into my heart like unshed tears. Hope comes with a smile and whispers. There is joy in self-forgetfulness. So I try to make the light in other people's eyes my sun, the music in others' ears my symphony, the smile in others' lips my happiness. Amen. Turning such turmoil and grief and trouble and woe into a thankful spirit. Amen. Some other notable Helen Keller quotes there. I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another quote. Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see the shadow. Amen. Another quote, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we focus so intensely on the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. Amen. I'm telling you, God does make a way. Amen. Out of no way. There may have been no way that you see out of that predicament. No way that things could get to where they were. There could be a possibility that there's no way out. But yet God makes a way. God, Jesus, makes a way. Amen. If we will learn to thank God for the good things, we wouldn't have time to complain about bad things. Amen. We would be so busy about thanking God for the good that the bad wouldn't even come to your mind. Amen. Let me take time right here for another testimony. Would you give that microphone to Brother Waldron, please? Brother Waldron, stand and say something good for Jesus, will you?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I personally has to give thanks to God because He has taken me out of the dungeon and instilled in me marvelous light. I got to give thanks. My wife was sick for over 3 years. Over three could be five, ten, anyway. Right. But she have gone to the doctors, several different doctors, and told her there's no cure for you and this. But she kept on praying and praying. And He brought her out. And from seeing that, I realized that the little stuff that I am going through is nothing compared. Because the good Lord, He says He'd make way when there's no way.
Yeah, right.
Right? And right now I'm living that. I am living the way out of no way. You know, a couple of weeks ago I end up in the hospital, and it's just because of what? I wasn't doing the things that were right or what's supposed to be done.
Right.
I had stopped taking my medication and stuff like that, which I've been instructed to do.
Yes.
He turned things around. I'm here today to give Him thanks and to praise His holy name. His name is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You more and more for what You've already done and what You're going to do. I give You the honor and I give You the glory in Jesus' holy name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there are, I know. We are still human. Yeah, I know that we still have problems. We still have life that comes upon us. And sometimes the trouble that life brings. There are, however, some people who are perhaps thinking, my life is a mess. And sometimes our life is a mess. Well, I told one of our saints today, well, your life is a blessed mess. Amen. Yeah. All right. You're still living here as a human being, but you're a blessed human being. Amen. Somebody might be thinking, so many things are going wrong. I don't understand it. What do I have to be thankful for? I tell you, we got everything to be thankful for. Amen. Every good thing is from above. Amen. Every good thing is from God. Amen. Just give the credit where credit is due. God has blessed my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take time for one more testimony. Sister Walter. Use that one.
Whatever you need, God got it. Let me say holy greetings to all in the pressure. I'm not good with my I'm grateful to God. I'm very, very excited to talk about what God done for me. He has done so many things for me. But let me talk about the last healing. that I got a year and a half ago. A lot more before that. But I could remember quite well, brethren, I went from a, I had to cut it really short. Cut it really short, it's a warning. Cut it short. Thank you, Jesus. I could remember quite well, I went from a cane to a walker, from a walker to a wheelchair. Months, years, it takes. But look what God did. I'm walking again. Yeah. I'm walking again. Yeah. I'm walking again. God healed me, and I'm walking again. You know, hallelujah. Yeah. You know, when it came here, Lisa, when Lisa came here, I said, and Jay said, Jay wanted his mother to come, and I want her. I don't even know her, you know, brethren. I want her to come. I want her to come, and I said, when you came here, Lisa, I was just merely could walk. But I couldn't wait till she reached my house. Jay said to me, Auntie, Mommy is in New York. So I said, she's in New York. I want to see her somewhat. So you know what I did? I tried to walk, go to her house. I can't wait till she come to my house because I got to know Jay, mother. I'm so happy. Because I'm excited, brethren. Brethren, you don't know. Yeah. Look. Anyone of you saw me? Since I come here, stretching with like this with a thumb down on my feet. You saw me. Couldn't walk. Just get out of a wheelchair. And man, I can remember the days when I got to sleep in a reclining chair for months. Oh, Lord, have a lovely bed because of my feet. I can't walk. You know what God did? He sent somebody from Cayman Island come to take care of me. Whoa! That's another story, dear. Let's leave it. Let's leave it for now. But today I'm saying, I'm thanking God. I'm walking again. Yeah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm walking again. To God be the glory. Look what God did. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you get the idea that Sister Waldron is happy to be walking again? That she's thankful to God for to be able to be walking again? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, thankfulness, gratitude, thankfulness to God is kind of engrafted into our heart when God does something real special in your life. Amen. When God does something beyond what you can do, beyond what the doctors can do, when God does the impossible in your life, it makes you thankful to God. Amen. I'm thankful to God. Gratitude is born in the heart of the person that takes time to count up those past mercies. Amen. God did it for me before. God can do it again in you. Amen. God can do it right now. God can do it today in this service for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many people keep record of the wrongs that are done to them. You know, that person lied on me. Well, that person did this or that person did. You know what? You are wasting your time. Amen. You feeling that way isn't going to change their mind. And it's not, in fact, it's going to hurt you. It's going to harm you more than those words. More than what they did. More than what they could ever do. Let it go. Amen. Praise the Lord. A Christian keeps count of the good things. Amen. Amen. That brother helped me. That brother prayed for me when I didn't know how to pray for myself. Amen. There was my family members that were praying for me to get back in church when I was out there in the world. Amen. I'm thankful that I had a mom that was faithful to church and faithful to God. And I believe just about every single service, pray for my family. Amen. I'm thankful for moms that keep praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This Thanksgiving week, this week, we need to keep a list of things that we are thankful for. Amen. I'm thankful for salvation, for the name of Jesus Christ that has changed my life. Amen. The salvation plan that I have experienced of being born again of the water and of the Spirit, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for truth. Amen. You know, there are definite attributes of God for which we should be thankful for. He allows us to know Him. Amen. It truly is a revelation. Amen. There are people that are blinded because they don't have a revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. It's so very important in our lives that we know who Jesus is. Amen. He is the Almighty God. There is no other God but Him. He is the Lord God Almighty. I'm thankful for that revelation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that we can feel His presence. Amen. We felt Him in pre-service prayer. I've felt Him as we worshiped. I can feel Him right now. God is here right now. Amen. In His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. In His presence we find hope and peace and joy, and we find victory in the name of Jesus. The Word of God tells us how to rise above our circumstances. Amen. Let me go quickly, but Paul and Silas were in prison. Amen. They were chained to the wall in the inner, there was a prison inside the prison. And they were inside the prison, chained to the wall. Amen. That would seem like a hopeless situation to some. But yet, at midnight, they started praising, singing, worshiping God. Amen. While they were worshiping the Lord, the chains fell off. An earthquake happened. The doors swung open. Amen. Of course, the guard, knowing that if the prisoners get away, it will cost his life. You know, they'll kill the guard if the prisoners get away. Knowing that prisoners, the gates are all open and they're going to run away. You know what? They witnessed to him. Amen. You know what? God can turn things around beyond your wildest imagination. Amen. God can fix your problem in a way that you didn't even think of. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, from the King James Version, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, no matter whether if it's a good time or a bad time, no matter if it's of your own making or if someone else did it to you or if it's just life that happened, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." We need to pray. The New American Standard Bible of that version, or of that verse, Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Amen. What? You don't have to be anxious, because God is able. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving invites God to bestow a second benefit. Amen. You know those lepers? There was 10 of them. They came to Jesus. Jesus knew that they were lepers. Unclean. You knew if you walked up to a group of lepers, they would all be declaring, unclean! Unclean! Stand back! Unclean! Go show yourselves to the priests. You know, that was the ticket. If you were to be declared free from leprosy, you had to show yourself to the priest. And the priest had written out how to look at it and whether if there was, you know, if it was red or if there was infection or if it was healed, if it was healing or if it was all done and over. The priest knew how to tell if they were healed. Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they obeyed, this is key. You know, they weren't healed when Jesus said the word. They were healed as they obeyed. When they went, as they were on the way to the priest, they were healed. One guy, my leprosy, can you imagine the feeling in that guy's? The awe, the wonder, and the thankfulness. He was so thankful. There was such great thanksgiving in his heart. I got to go see Jesus right now. Some people think, well, I'll go to church someday. Some people think, well, I'll thank God later. This guy, listen to what happened to him. Right now, I'm going to go thank God. So he did. He went back. Thank you, thank you. I can't imagine the words that he was saying, but thank you, Jesus, for healing my leprosy. Now, what the other nine did, Bible doesn't say. But this guy, when he came back and was thankful, he was made whole. Leprosy attacks the appendages. It'll eat your nose off, eat your ears off, it'll eat your fingers off, it'll eat your toes or your feet off. But if you're made whole, he can put your nose, whatever this guy, it doesn't really say what, where the leprosy was. The Bible is not clear in that manner. But wherever the leprosy was, and whatever the leprosy had been eaten away, if it was his nose, God put a brand new nose on that guy. He might have put brand new ears on that guy. Whatever it was, I don't know exactly. I can't tell you for sure what it is that this guy got renewed. But the Bible says he was made whole. I don't know what the devil has taken away from you. I don't know what this life has done to you. Amen. I don't know what circumstances has brought upon you. But I do know God can make you whole. God, Jesus, can. He is willing. He is able to make you whole. Musicians, would you come? Again, in closing, Psalm 100 and verse number 4. I started here. Let me close here as well. The Bible tells us how to approach God. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Would you stand with me? Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Amen. If God has blessed your life, then be thankful for it. Be thankful for it. Amen. Praise His name. Bless His name. Praise the Lord. If you've got a need today, worship and praise and magnify God. Put God first, and He will see you through. Amen. God is able right now. In the closing portion of this service, I pray that we together would be thankful unto God. Amen. I'm inviting you. Would you come and would you thank God with me? Would you thank